All right, hey, Chad Reed, another overall win. Good day today. Rode good?
Yeah, not bad. First one was good. Mm-hmm. Second one, almost passed damage in the first couple of turns. Mm-hmm. And then, unfortunately, made my own mistakes and Alessi got around. And after that, it was just game over. Just, I don't know why, I just find it difficult to pass Alessi, and especially on this track. So just kind of rode around for third and was hoping that Dunge wasn't going to get a win, you know. Mm-hmm. So I could still get the overall, but disappointed in that, but with saying that, excited for the day, excited for the overall, and honestly, we learned a lot today. Every time I rode the motorcycle, both practices and in both motos, we were trying stuff with the suspension. We pretty much tested all day long, and I felt that we made a lot of progress. Second moto, we were a little off, so honestly, I don't think that I had the pace in the second one. My comfort wasn't there like it was in the first one, so I think we would have been at best the third place guy anyway. So we learned a lot, and I think we can value that and put that into the data system for Millville.
So you think did you do some changes and you went backwards? Is that sort of the deal?
Yeah, I think that the second moto wasn't as good. You know, like there's always a happy medium, and I feel like we're trying to find that. In the second moto, I think we kind of overstepped it a little bit, so it was good. Honestly, I'm not discouraged. I'm excited that we found the limit, and now we need to look at other areas, you know. So I like that. I find that fun. It's what I love about having my own race team and working with the Factory Honda guys. You know, they're got some amazing stuff available, and we're just trying to make me comfortable and try to progress like you do in a race team. Mm-hmm.
Unless he was pulling on you a little bit, was it a case of him stepping up, or you made some mistakes?
I was running out of Taros fast.
Oh.
So it was just, we were in a situation where fifth wasn't catching me, and I think Medi was in fifth maybe. So I was just kind of watching Medi and just kind of regrouped and let Mike do his thing. And then as soon as I seen halfway, you know, just try to make that push and get past him, so...
I imagine you were doing the math in your head where you're like, hey, Villo's checked out, Dunge second, I need Alessi for the overall.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't actually know that Villo checked out, but I saw that you could see, you know, like right away from the first couple of turns, he had some creative race lines and he had his head down. So
yeah, I asked him about that, and he denies that he had any different lines. I'm like, bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit. Yeah. Tell him he's... Watch the video.
Yeah, it's he was good.
He had some great lines, and he was, you know, taking a lot of outsides and just kind of moving around, you know, doing what he does best, you know, like kind of doing a lot of things that he was so great, made him great on the lights bike. So he's dangerous, man. I mean, let him get a hole shot and he'll run and hide if he's feeling it.
Right. Let's talk about that first moto. A great battle. Reminded me a lot of last year. Just you lost one guy from the battle, but he got close a few times, but in the end it was a good ride.
Yeah, like I felt like I had my sections where I was pretty, you know, maybe a little better than him. Mm-hmm. And then kind of like from the finish all the way out past the mechanics here, like this side of the track. Mm-hmm. And then as we were coming over into the sand whoops, I felt like he maybe a little better and was making up a little time, you know, through LaRocca's leap in the finish line. So unfortunately, you know, when the guy's better than you on a part of the track that's, you know, coming up close to the finish line on a last lap, that makes for a, you know, you kind of biting your teeth just trying to get it. And he went for it. He kind of tried to blast around the outside, and I just tried to try to get the front to stick so I could, you know, run him wide and not allow him to pass. So was able to do it and get a moto win.
Silly season's happening right now. I know you've talked before that you actually talked to Ryan. Anything new on that part?
Nothing too much to report home about, but you know, I think, you know, obviously when he's really the only one that's up right now. So but more than anything, I like Ryan a lot, you know, like I respect him. I think he's a good kid, and I think that we could bring him out of his shell a little bit. So we at Tutu Motorsports would love to have him.
Nothing more serious.
But, you know, to have him, we need to, you know, secure sponsorship and we're working day and night on that, and it's looking good. Actually, we had some people here this weekend that were that were here for the first moto, so they went home after that. So it was kind of nice that
nice.
That we got a race win, and then obviously the potential second guy was second right on me. So it's a good look right there.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you.